Peter, James, and John were the only disciples to witness the sacred scene of the Transfiguration. Up on the mountain where Jesus had taken them, they saw their Lord and Master in his divine glory. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. At the foot of the mountain, the other disciples were waiting for his return. A large crowd had gathered round them, and the scribes and teachers of the law were arguing with them. As soon as the people saw Jesus, they ran to greet him. Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you arguing with them about?" Just then a man in the crowd came forward and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He is my only child and is suffering greatly. An evil spirit that has robbed him of speech seizes him, and he suddenly screams, falls to the ground in convulsions, and foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. He often falls into the fire or into water. It hardly ever leaves him. I brought my son to your disciples and begged them to drive it out, but they could not." Deeply affected by the people's lack of faith and of their hardness of heart, Jesus exclaimed, "O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you?" Then he said, "Bring the boy here to me." So they brought him to Jesus, and he immediately fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire and water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Then Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and said, "You deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked as though he was dead as he lay on the ground, and many people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God when they saw that the child was completely healed. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could remove mountains. Nothing would be impossible for you. But this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting." Then Jesus left that place and passed through Galilee to go to Capernaum. He did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. On the way, he again spoke of his coming death and resurrection. "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men," he said. "They will kill him, but after 3 days he will be raised to life." The disciples did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it, but they were filled with grief at his words. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your master pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter went into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said, meaning that he, the Son of God, should not have to pay taxes for his father's house. "But so that we may not offend them," he added, "go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." Next episode, the Lord's teaching at Capernaum.